time.
It is Tuesday, everybody.
Woohoo! Not Monday, even though it feels like it.
It is not Monday. It is Tuesday. You got a free jump on the week. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up, kids?
You know, no big deal. Just distance learning started today, so I'm in a really good place.
Okay, good. Probably not.
But I would like to take a vacation from that really good place and talk about the celebrities and what they're up to.
Okay.
Specifically, our boyfriend, Zac Efron.
You guys, we have to do get the Cobra Gang together. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double with the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time with the Cobra Gang.
Oh, we should have a little tag on there for something hot, because Zac Efron is... Zac Efron, oh, you guys, he has a new girlfriend.
I hate it when he does this.
Only, trust me, it's a beard situation. I know all about
it. She has a beard?
Follow me on the tale of the unemployed beard. Yes, friends. There are a bunch of stories broke over the weekend. I know you were busy doing your vacation-y things, trying to avoid reality and not paying attention to what Zac Efron was up to. You're welcome. I did the heavy lifting. And
thank you for staying hot on that.
Close attention to Zac Efron stories on the internet that were busting out everywhere over the weekend, that he was out and about with his, quote, new girlfriend. Now, this is a woman we've met before. If she sounds familiar, good news, because we've talked about it. So in the last few months, anyway, you might remember the name Vanessa Valladares.
I do. I feel like she was like a waitress, waitron at a local restaurant in...
Oh, this place is so, so delightfully Zac Efron slash hipster slash Australian bougie.
Okay, so it's like earth vegan
literally
patchouli platter.
Yes. And so we met her there at this like sort of hippie hipster vegan cafe.
Which, can I just pause for a moment? Yeah. I don't want to get like too far ahead of but when we saw those initial pictures of the two of them at that cafe, it was kind of suspect.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere, and this was at a time where we didn't really know what Zac was doing or where he was.
Right.
And the first hint we got was that he was in Australia and that maybe there was this other girl involved. Well, now we have the thing that developed this weekend, photos of them showing up in public, culminating in photos from that were published earlier today of them holding hands. Mm. So seemingly taking things to the next level. Whether or not you're in love, holding the hand of an individual of the opposite sex, when most people presume you are a heterosexual, would indicate, even though put an asterisk up there, I'll get to that later, most people would assume that means you're in a relationship. For example, you and a heterosexual man walking down the street holding hands.
Usually that heterosexual man is my husband.
Yeah, and if it's not, people be like, ooh.
Yes, precisely.
Unless it was like your child, and then that, of course you'd do that. Because you're not dating your child.
Also, nice my 13-year-old just slammed a door in my face when I left, so we're not holding hands in public.
Yeah, no, you're not doing that. Teenagers. So the moral of the story is they want us to think these two are together. Well, people got the goods. And I've been digging behind the scenes trying to find out the truth.
Oh, I bet you have been digging behind the scenes.
But first, we need to find out what people's saying, because exclusive, actually, this is not an exclusive, but there is a, quote, source connected to this story, which means what, Colleen?
The call is coming from inside the house.
I will
say probably Zac Efron's house.
Probably like his PR team or somebody connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although it's not an exclusive, which is interesting. Anyway, Zac Efron spotted in Australia with rumored girlfriend Vanessa Valladares. They are having fun, says source. The pair got brunch together on Saturday at Lennox Head, Australia. Okay, so what is the source telling us? Well, the source is telling People magazine that Valladares... Oh, by the way, if you are not up the Zac Efron booty like we are in terms of the story, I mean, not his actual booty. I'm sorry, that was a poor choice of words. If you're not up that story's behind like we are, then just know that, like, he has recently shifted his presence to Australia, a little area called Byron Bay, which is populated by none other than Chris Hemsworth. Mm-hmm. Stick a pin in that. Also, the general store, also Vanessa Valadares. Please put that in a corner.
Okay. General store, Hemsworth, Vanessa. Got it.
Okay. So,
a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
People, house.
Got it.
So, a source tells People that Valadares met Efron in June in Australia when she worked at the Byron Bay General Store and Cafe. This is, we kind of knew this.
Right.
Zach met
Ness. We were on that story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were. Zach met Ness.
Oh.
Ness.
Oh, okay, we're...
We don't call her
saving
Vanessa.
Saving time by a breeze.
We call her Ness. Or should I say, Ness? I don't know how they say Ness in Australia. Rise Zach met... Roy's Ness? Zach met Ness earlier in the summer. They started hanging out in July and recently took a ski trip together. Mm. And by the way, they went to a place called Thredbo. Skiing, of course, possible this time of year in Australia because opposite seasons. Mm-hmm. So they went up into the mountains and went skiing. By the way, winter in Byron Bay looks amazing. They wear a hoodie.
Yeah, I want to go to
there. And they have tropical foliage. Okay, so you can tell they're having fun. She spends a lot of time at his house. Well, the story on the street is that she quit her job at the general store and she is living full time with Zac Efron doing, I don't know. She get paid? Well, let's take a look at her Instagram, shall we?
Yeah, I also, can I also throw this out there?
Yeah.
She's always referred to as an aspiring model.
Okay, what does that sound like to you?
Well, that sounds like...
Let's just be clear and honest.
An aspiring model is just somebody who likes to take pictures of herself on Instagram.
Yes, meaning she might be available for other jobs.
Precisely.
Like, sun's out, buns out on her Instagram.
Yes, so if you go over to her Instagram and do a deep dive into the buns in the
this
sun...
This is the second time we've been in people's buns.
Sorry, it's metaphorical buns.
Not on her Instagram.
No, those buns are out.
She is so... you guys, this is so hipster, insty, influencer, fake bougie. Mm-hmm. I like to call it Fuji.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Ooh la la la.
She is like literally, like everything is an inspirational quote. Everything has a delightful filter. She looks amazing and she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So she seems like a person who is perfectly poised to take on a new situation in life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's all interesting, quote unquote. That's a Minnesota interesting. There are very few specifics about her and what she did prior to working at this general store. Mm-hmm. However, when I did a deep dive of the... General Store's Instagram, guess who I found on their page? Remember I told you to put something in the corner.
Yeah, the Hemsworths, Chris Hemsworth.
None other.
General Store, that's what
bread,
I put in the
corner. Yeah, butter.
There it is.
So, a quart of milk. Mm-hmm. So, as I'm going through, I'm like, this guy looks familiar. It's Zach, or Chris Hemsworth's personal trainer is frequently highlighted by the Instagram account of the General Store, which is this hipster vegan place where you can go. And everybody on that website, by the way, has like sun bleached hair and sun kissed skin. And they're all wearing like threadbare clothes that probably cost thousands. And they just look like it looks like a big influencer photo shoot. Mm-hmm. But he shows up frequently. And I was like, of course he does, because I bet you all of these people are connected. Chris Hemsworth, who we know lives in Byron Bay. And what does Zach love to do? Like he's like Mr. Fitness, right?
Oh, yeah.
He likes
yeah.
surfs and he's fitnessy.
And he's like earthy. Like he likes to survive in the forest.
And she, you want us to believe that she just happened to be like slinging the vegan lattes at the general store and was like caught the eye of, you know, a Zac Efron who just, you know, sidled up to the, you know, teak like bar.
The general store is a front for some shady business.
Oh, wow. She's going all in.
I am going all in. Because we've seen this type of thing before on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Where it basically is, like, for example, maybe an underwear company is actually...
Oh, my God. You're like... She's like smart watering, or what is that thing called?
Yeah, 128
water. 128 water. It's a long story.
That there's like a business that is a legit business, right? Like they sell acai bowls there and like, you know, chia pudding, etc. But everybody is so beautiful. Like it's a catalog.
It's everybody's too beautiful. And Holly, I think you might be able to shed some light on what might be going on because I've heard people say you have a blind item.
I do have a blind item.
And those people were you.
And that was me when we were planning the show.
Blinded by the item.
But you laid out this beautiful, beautiful Cobra Gang theory about what's really going on with Zac Efron. But our good friend NT Lawyer has a totally different story.
Oh, no. Totally different.
Okay.
About who this person could possibly be with Zac Efron. Listen to the blind item.
Okay.
It's really easy to have a companion and sober coach when you are halfway around the world like this A-minus list actor. No one there to really ask any questions.
Oh, so she's a sober coach.
Could very well be.
Interesting.
You're now, to believe NT Lawyer.
Sober coaches, by the way, that's a legit thing for celebrities. Mm-hmm. They essentially hire somebody to follow them around. Lindsay Lohan has had a sober mm-hmm. coach. That's interesting. Well,
but
we
this
need
is
to
not
do
the
some...
first time where we have where his quote sober coach has been listed as his gal pal, Sammy Miro.
Well, Sammy Miro was not a sober coach, wasn't she? Like,
no, she was. I think if I remember the story correctly,
who was the one that was friends with what's his name?
That was Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like this
That's
story.
But now we're talking in code. But Sammy Miro, according to NT Lawyer, who did a massive dump on one of his, that's what he calls it, on one of his podcasts, a big Zac Efron, like, he, like, said everything about Zac Efron. One of the things he talked about was that Sammy Miro
sober coach.
Was his sober coach.
I like this. So she's a beard sober coach. I'll buy that. I was concerned it was some drug stuff, but... Now that you're telling me it's a sober coach,
no,
I think that's totally believable.
It's on the up
Here's
and up.
Why. Because they need a story and he needs a beard.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm here for this. I also want to let you know very quickly that there is a radio show in Australia that's that likes to comment on this kind of stuff. And
Ooh, fun.
We should probably get in touch with them.
They're like our people?
They're kind of our people. Cool. They were going off about who this new woman is.
Okay. We'll be reaching out to them. Maybe.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly Roberts is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.